Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3. Now, the term fake news became widespread after the 2016 US elections, but it resonates widely in Asia as well. In several instances, social media rumors and hoaxes have contributed to the spread of ethnic tensions, violence, and political confrontation. Some regional governments have started enacting fake news laws to tackle the problem. In Singapore, the Protection from Online Falsehoods and Manipulation Act kicked in earlier this month.
But most cases lack the data and evidence to distinguish which are actual deliberate falsehoods. Other governments in the region looking to follow these footsteps and deploy a legislative response will find they simply cannot keep up with volumes of appeals and lawsuits as well. Well, that's where tech companies like Blackbird.ai come in, using AI-based solutions to combat misinformation in real time. Launched in Singapore today, Blackbird.ai is entering Asia to help businesses and our governments to identify misinformation threats early and protect the stability of ASEAN's projected $4 trillion US dollar economy. We're joined by Breeze Chombro, APAC and Managing Director at Blackbird.ai. Give us an illustration how fake news has crippled societies in APAC. How much of a threat is it in the region?
Sure, but first, maybe let me quickly clarify a commonly asked question. What is the difference between disinformation and misinformation, mm-hmm. commonly associated with the term fake news?
Mm-hmm. Right, Which one is associated with fake news again?
Well, both of them interchangeably.
Oh, okay. So, mm-hmm. But there are differences between dis and mis. Okay.
That's right. So disinformation is the intentional creation of fake news, mm-hmm. and misinformation is the unintentional spread of fake news.
Mm.
Right. So
okay.
Blackbird AI, we are a company that detects disinformation at its core.
Right. Mm. Yeah. So you're okay. trying to detect the malicious intent almost.
That's right. So, you know, fake news or disinformation is dangerous because it's designed to change people's behavior by amplifying feelings of hate and outrage towards topics like race, religion, and politics, you know, often exploiting differences, usually either for a financial or political goal. And you know, as you can imagine, this is a huge threat for countries regarding their political or economic stability. Right? Like recent example, it's a four-month-long protest in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
You notice plenty of mixed narratives around events between both the Hong Kong people and its government, causing significant confusion and tension. And people are susceptible to these things called echo chambers, which are filled with alternate truths. Yeah, so I mean, in recent cases, like you might have seen photos of an elderly lady in Hong Kong, passionately confronting the police, and separate from that, the same lady confronting protesters. Right? So now online, both these images held very different narratives that were meant to influence its viewers, when in actual fact, this old lady simply wanted both sides to stop the violence.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an example of how a situation can be easily manipulated and used to build tension.
Any chance you're able to tell us if disinformation can be quantified in monetary terms, the impact it has?
Well, while measuring the threat in dollars and cents, it's not easy. It's not a stretch to argue that the extent of the risk to entire economies themselves is there. So again, with Hong Kong as an example, the country is facing its first recession since the global financial crisis. The unrest has already seen 40% reduction in tourist arrivals.
Mm.
And last month, even Fitch downgraded the city's sovereign rating because of the protests. So as well, investor confidence has no doubt been hit, with businesses taking a wait-and-see approach to their plans in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm. Well, Breeze, Singapore has POFMA, which contains tough measures, including powers for ministers to order social media sites like Facebook to put warnings next to posts authorities believe to be false, and in extreme cases, take them down. If an action is deemed malicious and damaging to Singapore's interests, companies could be hit with fines of up to $1 million, and individuals could face jail terms of up to 10 years. So tell us, how are other countries confronting this proliferation of fake news?
Well, understanding the damaging impact of disinformation, legislation such as POFMA ultimately exists to protect both its people and the reputation of the government, right, from any negative influences or disinformation. So governments around the world are trying to manage this growing threat, focusing on regulating the content that is shared on social media platforms, including exercising takedown controls and corrections to help curb and discourage the spread of misinformation. But however, this threat is now state of the art. So the threat actors are one step ahead, capable of launching precise campaigns to manipulate beliefs quickly and at scale. So this is a big challenge for countries to stay on top of the volume of ongoing threats. And you know, it is currently a very manual and resource-heavy process.
Even so, these kinds of efforts don't seem welcome in some countries. For example, just last week, the Malaysian Parliament voted to repeal their Anti-Fake News Act. Why, though, are some governments pushing back?
Well, I mean, I can't speak on behalf of the Malaysian government for their reasons to repeal. But, you know, however, I understand that it is the preference of the current government to instead tackle fake news with other existing laws in place, you know, such as the Penal Code, Printing Presses and Publications Act, and the Communications and Multimedia Act. But generally, legislations around fake news is sensitive due to the concerns behind free speech. You know, there is a growing challenge for parties to have sufficient data and clear evidence to distinguish actual from deliberate falsehoods. So this could potentially result in a large volume of appeals and lawsuits if not managed properly.
So tell us, what does an effective solution, which I assume will combine technology, regulation, and even to a certain extent education, what does it look like?
Well, the aim should be to support legislative response with advanced technology. With the rapidly growing digital economy, you know, and the increasing threat of disinformation attacks, which you know, are now becoming highly sophisticated with technology such as deepfake, you know, we need a solution that is technologically driven as a response and capable of handling large volumes of data, you know, that accurately surface threats and that is above all scalable. The challenge today is that legislation is often reactive, essentially, you know, designed to deliver justice after the damage has already been done. So it is important for a solution to be able to detect disinformation threats early across key platforms, you know, before it gets a chance to cause significant damage and providing the right context to audiences so they are aware of the truth.
We're talking to Brice Chambreau, APAC Managing Director at Blackbird AI. Brice, tell us how Blackbird AI comes into play then, Blackbird.AI, real-time you're talking about, being able to combat fake news.
That's right. So we have built technology over the last several years that is capable of accurately detecting early, as you said, in real-time, disinformation threats by identifying patterns of disinformation. So we can support organizations with the right data and tools to be better able to respond, you know, educate their audiences, and mitigate any potential damage from these attacks. So, you know, this is important since today there is usually significant damage that's already caused by the time organizations find out they are victims of these attacks. So we take a more offensive approach to disinformation defense. You know, an example we'd like to give is that we essentially catch the spark before it gets a chance to spread as fire. Yeah, so it's about providing the evidence and the context behind you know, what we see. Yes, language and patterns are one thing to help you identify narratives, but as well, behavior is another key aspect that we look at. For example, bots that are tools that are used for synthetic amplification. You know, bots react and behave in a certain way. So in combination, we can start to see all the movements that happen and the motives behind disinformation.
Right.
And tell us, how else can AI help to reclaim the online space and differentiate the truth from lies, which is really what fake news is?
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, AI as a technology has the capability to analyze large volumes of data very quickly and identify these patterns of disinformation, you know, thus providing context and evidence. So this can be used as a direct response to fight back against the threat of disinformation, which is getting more advanced and convincing. And, you know, second, we need to be aware of who has a part to play in potentially spreading this information. You know, given its convincing nature, it is easy to mistake false stories for truth, and this might result in, you know, the media and platforms sharing these falsehoods unintentionally. So we need to very rapidly build awareness by highlighting these falsehoods to not only the media and platforms, but also to the potential subject owners such as governments and businesses that often fall victim to these attacks.
Brice, though, in a forum letter to the Straits Times, a reader said leaning on a technological solution as protection against fake news inherently is unsustainable. What do you think? I mean, perhaps the best way to combat fake news is have everyone brush up on their critical thinking, cognitive thinking, perhaps?
Well, you know, no single approach will be effective on its own. Today, disinformation is a war on speed, right? And being able to quickly identify threats before they get a chance to grow viral overnight. So we need a combination of both technology and critical thinking. Advanced technology like AI can go a great distance with addressing the issue and preventing the mistakes often made by humans. So AI's role is to support effective decision making and aiding in handling vast volumes of data, which only increase as our digital economies grow, by filtering the threats and providing the very necessary tools and evidence. And by combining this with good policy, we can potentially limit the reach of disinformation very efficiently.
Is it fair to say, though, AI still needs to be instructed by human on how to do this? So whoever instructs, does the instructing, must come from a non-nefarious background, so to speak.
Yes, definitely. So, there is a human behind it, and we want it to be that way. Ultimately, the whole goal of AI is to provide context and to provide support to help filter through all the volume of disinformation that's happening today.
Well, we also read some time ago that in India, lynch mobs sprang up in response to fake news spread on WhatsApp, accusing innocent people of kidnapping. So how much responsibility should big tech firms like Facebook, like Google, Twitter, bear the fight against the spread of fake news?
Well, it is unfortunate that events like this happen. This is an example of the strong influence that can result from false narratives and the sweet reality that support from echo chambers, just like the closed WhatsApp groups.
Right.
So, yes, indeed, these tech firms should be very careful with what their platforms are enabling. We can definitely observe that they have been investing significant resources in the form of updating their internal content policies and hiring large amounts of content reviewers to try and combat these threats. But however, this usually results in a very laborious operation whereby content reviewing is still very manual, and at large volumes, there are cases that are bound to slip through the cracks. So we feel that there are opportunities through AI, with alliances, partnerships, and work in global and regional regulation to unite across platforms to be better able to identify and apply context behind these global threats. So the mission for us at Blackbird AI is to really help support and facilitate this cause.
Breece, how hopeful are you? I mean, how realistic is it to eradicate fake news altogether? I mean, administrations themselves, like Trump's and Duterte's, have been accused of spreading misinformation online.
Yeah, this should definitely be discouraged and taken very seriously, especially with administrations that ultimately have large influence over the future of their countries. Right, this is why education and transparency around fake news and disinformation is so important. So we can better apply context and understanding to enable critical thinking that ultimately result in better decisions and choices we make for our future.
Breece, before we let you go, what can a single person do? Oftentimes we have been talking about, say, collaboration between governments, for example, and large entities. But as a single person, how can we sort of be on the lookout when people are trying to tell us lies and spread disinformation?
Yeah, well, what's important today is to realize that, disinformation has the power to alter events and eventually the history that we live in today. So, there is still hope to combat this issue. It just requires everyone involved in this space to work together and utilize technology at the forefront of defense. So for consumers like, you or me, today we can, immediately prepare ourselves by taking precautions to check and double check, content that you read by looking at the credibility of the sources and comparing against, other similar reports. So for those of you, on Netflix, I would actually highly recommend watching the documentary called The Great Hack, which gives you great insight into the impact of disinformation and how vulnerable societies are today. Finally, if you want to find out more about us or get in touch, you can simply visit blackbird.ai.
Breece Chambrot, APAC Managing Director at blackbird.ai. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg.
or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.